He says, if you want to liberate yourself from the body consciousness, he says, you come above the body consciousness to leave the body at will. How can you have that privilege, he says, that experience? He says, there's a divine link within every heart. There's word reverberating, you see, throughout all creation. In the beginning was the word, you see, word was with God and word was God. That word means that power creating all, you see. With that divine link exists in you, within you. If you simply invert and come in contact with that, you will be able to liberate it from the world's, you see, coming attachments. In that context, when can you have, you see, that context? That is within you when you transcend the body consciousness, come above the body, only then you come in contact with that. That is subject, what is word, you see, how you can contact, that I'll take up, I think, day after tomorrow, you see, separate subject altogether in detail. Give you reference from the Bible, mostly, and others very few, because that will give you a brief digest of the things. So he says, if a man wants to liberate himself from the bondage of coming and going, transmigration, he just learn how to contact with the divine link existing in each heart, you see, that is within you. When you come in contact with that, only you come in contact when you just rise above the body consciousness. You learn how to leave the body. When you learn how to leave the body, that's, I think, the process that is no more, you see. You know already how to leave the body, and at the time of that you have to leave the body. So there's no thing of death left for you. And when you're attached with the bliss of that God link, you see, residing in each one of you, you enjoy that bliss, naturally you are liberated from the world, no more attachment for the world left in you. You see, you want to be liberated from this net of delusion or coming and going, then have contact with that divine world already existing in you. And for that purpose, what will you have to do? He will say further.
Jo kar chad duwana iski chinta na hai.
He said, look, you have to once leave this house, this body, and you have to go somewhere. And when you leave one place, naturally you have to go somewhere. And very strange thing, when you leave the body, it is very true, no exception to it. Why don't you care for it? After all, you have to leave this place and go somewhere. Where have you to go? Have you ever cared for that? Just think that way. There is no exception to the rule that everybody has to leave the body. After all, one leaves the body, he has to go somewhere. Where he will go? Here you are, say, for instance, you are transferred. I am coming, for instance, from India, you see. I have received letters. Some friends here are calling me, they went to receive me, this and that thing. I had been quite a stranger here, I would naturally would like to know where I will go, where I will stay, how will I know this, their language of those people, this and that. So many things will be worrying me, is it not? Anything, when you know dear, for certain that you will leave the body someday, then have you ever cared for the fact that if you leave the body, who is it that leaves and where it has to go? That you can learn and defeat as some master, you see. Yes, sorry. He says, we are now identified in this body, with the body, so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves from the body. we are stuck fast in this body, you see. We have become a prisoner, you see. Dungeons, like we cannot, do not know how to transcend, go up above the body. The first lesson, you see, starts the teachings of the Master tell us, or ABC of the teachings of the Master starts from where when you come above the body consciousness, you have to leave the body. The ABC starts from there only. So who can leave the body? How will you be able to leave the body? Therefore you can have that first experience of coming above the body consciousness. And that is that to be sitting at the feet of that. He will give you first an experience. You see, just think for a moment. Our souls are under the control of mind, and mind is just under the sway of the outgoing faculties, sense of organs of sense. We are identified with the body so much so that we cannot now analyze or differentiate even in thought what we are, who we are. Now, whatever method we are using, that is saying the prayers, performing central rituals, other ceremonials, just reading the place of holy worship, or just place of pilgrimage, etc. We are only doing those ways, practices. Those all are connected with the body, but you have to transcend the body. How will those help you? It is just as you come, sit at the feet of somebody, his first lesson will start, he will give you first an experience to rise above the body and open your inner eye and seize for your own sense the light of God. You see? The ABC of the teaching starts from above the body. He says, we are now stuck fast in this body, you see, that we do not know which way to go up. Soul after all leaves the body, is it not? When a man is dying, how you have seen? I think most of you might have seen. Lower body is benumbed, you see, his eyes are upturned. He is alive, body is dead. So the way back is just between the back of the eyes, you see. But if you know, sit at the feet of the Master, he will just unravel this mystery for you and give you first an experience how to come above the body. Then, that will have no sting. St. Paul said, lost enemy that we have to conquer is death. And this is the way how to conquer death, you see. You knowing how to leave the body, that's all. St. Luke Prof said, you see, the experiences that the soul had at the time of leaving the body, same experiences are had by these those who are just initiated into the mysteries of the beyond. But I am telling you all these things, these are no new things already existing in our scriptures, but we have forgotten, you see. How to transcend the body is a practical subject that you have to learn at the feet of some. I will say no add word practical masters, you see. Yes, sorry.
Koi rakhna sakai
He said, no, well, I have looked all around who is there to help me in this solving this mystery of life, how to transcend the body, how to come about the body consciousness. Well, I have found nowhere any man, you see. Even amongst the most sympathetic relations, they are also victims of the same, you see. They do not also know how to be the body. The mother cannot help you, father cannot help you, a brother, a son or daughter or wife or husband cannot help you. They are the most sympathetic relations, you see. Because they themselves have not solved that mystery, you see. Who can help you that? He says, I have just went round to find out if there anybody who can help me. I found nowhere except the Master. So I ran up to his feet. Oh Master, save me. And to solve this mystery of life, do help me. You see, Maulana Rum, one of the Mohammedan saints, says, he says, who is there? who can just bring your soul up the body, you see, above the body, except the prophets and the masters, you see. Then he prays, O Lord, you see, send us those masters who will just teach us how to come above the body, come above the body consciousness, how to analyze ourselves, see things for our own self. He prays God, you see. You see, the whole mystery, you know, solving of the mystery starts in self-analysis, you see. And this you can have only when you sit at the feet of somebody who has got that experience in his life and is competent to give you that experience. Master Jap does not end with giving his lecture or talk, you see. That he has to give you some practical experience, seeing things for your own self. And they say the two masters G, sitting at the root feet, you will see things for your own self. No testimony required, you see. When you see your body above consciousness, you will come above the body consciousness, the body is inert, you will see for your own self. And your inner eye will open, you will see the light of God with your own inner eye. Then what more testimony is required? That's the criterion of a great saint. You see, saints are two masters. He says, I just searched the whole world around and found nobody who could help me that way, so naturally I ran up to the feet of the master for that. Praying, go, do help me, you see. Yes.
Sare kunta bhalke
He said, I searched all the world over and could not find such a person who could help me that way. So I ultimately ran to the feet of my master, you see. He said, his master is the true king, you see, who got that true wealth with him. What did he do? When I came to his master, to the feet of the master, he simply told me how to come up the body and I came up. You see, I had that experience. Similarly, you see, other masters are about to say the same thing. Now I think just few minutes for that too. Not take long on this. I'm taking up this book from the Swami Shivdyals in the latest master we had in Agra, you see. All have to say the same thing, you see. Whether east or the west, that makes no difference. This is a mystery of life which has to be solved by each one of us. We are men, you see. God made man and man made social legions because man is social. Live in some social body, that's all right. That's the ABC commencement. We have to live in some social body. But social bodies were made for man. Man was not made for the social body, mind that. As Christ said, Sabbath was made for man and man was not made for the Sabbath. He had to make the best use of them. Simply belonging to one social religion or the other is no guarantee that you have the highest of that experience. Well, of course, that's the ideal before each of the social religions, teaching of the social religions. I'll just give you a few words from the other master. I'll just bring, I think, that may not take longer. Or I think of one way.
मित्र तेरा कोई नहीं संगियन मैं पड़ा क्यों सो है इन सगियन में.
Well, this master says now, well, look here, all around you are the two, I mean, companions. There's nobody who will just go along with you. These are companions only so far as this earthly life is concerned and nothing beyond. You are simply attached to them out of delusion. You see, you are thinking they will always go along with you. Body is the first companion, you see. And when you go, body left here. Then those things which have come into our contact through the body, how can those things leave, go along with us? while you're sleeping about this, I say, they are in great deception, you see. Nothing will go on with you, you have to leave the body, all environments, nothing. All relations, everybody, wealth, possessions. While you're sleeping, he says, awake. Rise to the two values, understand the two values of life. While you're tied there, sleeping like anything. Wake up, he says.
Yes.
The same thing, this master also utters the same thing, simply in his own way. He says, well, all right, you awake. You say, come to sense while you're sleeping. You say, what you should do? You sit at the feet of some master. What will he do? He will just tell you how to transcend the body. The true companion of life is gone within you. You see? You'll come above and realize him. And how will you be able to do that? He said, by sitting at the feet of the master. Come to his company. He will guide you. He is an expert that way. He has got experience of the beyond. And he will be able to give you first and context of the beyond, you see. So the best thing to come out of this delusion in which everybody is going, you see, as I just told you, by giving the example of the men rowing in a boat, everything is changing, but we see things which are not changing, actually they are changing. You see, out of that deception you can come up only if you sit at the feet of the master. Yes. Those are the couple.
Kama sampati tere kama nayave chod chalo ye.
Whether you are attached to the wealth and all possessions outside, the finances, it won't help you in that way. You have to leave everything here. Then just prepare something which would help you when you leave the body, you see. You must know how to leave the body. That you can learn only at the feet of the master. You may be amassing the whole world's wealth, you see. Will that help you that way? No, not really. What Christ says, you see, verily, verily, I say unto you, you are given up to the riches of the world. He says, well, it is easier for a camel to pass through the, you see, eye of a needle, and a rich man cannot. I can tell you, the rich man, he won't be able to pass through. A camel might, but a rich man not, who is attached to the possessions of the world. Yes. Yeah.
Agarana andheri bari kaj karo kuch janame.
He now gives a word of warning. Look here, your life is passing away, you have got this man's body, make the best use of it. Because when the body of man is hence, you leave this body, that you are helpless, you see. This is the time now, the most golden opportunity you have got as a man body, and having a man body, make the best use of it. That's the highest of all missions of a man's life, you see. Those who have come in the world, you see, if they know how to transcend the body, have contact with God, know of the beyond, they are the most wealthiest people in the world, you see. All of us who have got possession of the whole world over, no little and nothing on the beyond, they are nowhere. And this can you can do only when you are in the man body, you see. This is the highest of all creation. But if you do not do this, what is before you, then you are nowhere. You have to come round and go, come and go, that's all. Wherever you are attached, you will have to come to those places. Yeah.
Guru seva kare, guru nao.
You see, what, how, what program of life you should have before you? He says, just at the feet of the master, sit at the feet of the master and do what he says. Live up to what he says, you see. If you live up to what he says, he will be pleased. You see? Just adopt this, I mean, the way of your life, how to lead your life. Sit at the feet of the master and do what he says, you see. If he love me, keep my commandments, this is what Christ says, you see. Let my words abide in you and you abide in me. Then you can have everything you can ask. When you come to a master, the duty of the initiate comes, just to obey what he says, live up to what he says. What does he say? He says, keep your life clean, chaste, think evil of none. Observe truthfulness, have love for all, you see, creation, and do selfless work. This is outer thingy, just lays down that conduct of life before us. And for the inner, he says, just use practice, go up, leave the body, go ahead, you see, day to day. You see, a student, you see, when teacher gives some lesson to the student, he always becomes prepared with that. The teacher actually is pleased with him, isn't it? He will just go to help him out of the way, even sometimes. When we were children, just like that, it's a matter of now about 50 years back, when we used to go to the schools and the teachers and these, without walking, used to say, all right, come down to my house also. We used to go to their homes, you see. Some went to the best we could and they used to just teach us just like very loving affection, you see, even at home. So you earn, live up to what the master say, you have even special privileges from the master, you see.
Guru bin tera aur na koi bhar batna ye.
He says, be convinced at the heart of your heart that the only true sympathizer of a man is his master. Because he has love for the soul, not for the love of your wealth or possession. He is a true helper, true, what you say, sympathizer of your soul. You want your soul to be emancipated, to know yourself, to know God. He's interested in that way, you see. All of the worldly relations, you see, do care for your outer life and possessions. But it is the master who is selfless, who is really after the betterment of your own self. Just have that in you.
जगत जान में सो न भाई निस दिन रहो भजन में.
He says, you are in the world, try to be, remain in the world, but get out of it. You are attached to the sense organs. Try to live in the world, you see, and also try to rise above the sense organs, you see, above the body consciousness. Come back with the divine link within you. Just put in time to, for that purpose, for that practice, to rise above the body and be contacting God within, you see. In that way, when you have the highest bliss within you, all worldly attachments will leave you. Because, you see, this all glory and beauty lies within you. Creator is more beautiful than all creation. When you have that, this naturally all also entanglements are broken away, you see. Yes. He says, just live up to the what Master says, you see. What does he say? All right, this world is a temporary abode, you see. Make the best use of it. You are not to live here very long. be here, remain here, get out of it, you see. Just follow what he says. You remain in the world yet unattached. Just like, an example, Gopi Kabir says, just like a married wife who goes to her parents' home, she remains there but all the while thinking of the husband, you see. And other things, while although apparently she is in the parents' house, similarly be in the world yet always thinking of the Lord overhead, you see.
Chand wal chodo aur chaturai kyon tum paro ugat
me. He said, now you will succeed if you just do two things, you see. Don't deceive yourself. Be sincere to your own self. We are just showing other people something else, we are something else. We are deceiving other people. We want to throw dust into the eyes of others. Well, you can deceive God, man, not God who resides in you, and not the Master who is also within you. Now, leave off all that, you see. Don't play games, you see, with God, you see. He knows what you are. The very heart of hearts, he knows what you are, you see. How could you deceive you? Be sincere to your own soul. God resides in you. And the Master also resides with you inside. If you are sincere to your own self, you cannot deceive others. Sometimes we do like that. We are something, we pose something else. The result is we try to just, if any fail is gold out of us, you see, we simply want to cover it by our overactiveness, quoting from here, something there. Well, I did it only for that reason. Well, I am not attached, this and that. You know, you can deceive the world and not the God overhead, you see. Be true to your own self. Be sincere, you see, to your own self. In that way, you won't act, you see, in a way which is not becoming a man, you see. You will escape from it. Sometimes some people, you see, who do not live up to what the standard life it is, then they simply have to cover one failure by saying so many falsehoods, lies, and leave up both things. Once you have committed, it has been done, all right, regret and don't do in future. You see. These two things you observe, you will go ahead. Otherwise, you will just covering all your imperfections, this and that. Ultimately, the cat must be out of the bag someday, you see. How can you conceal it all along? You say, well, to have success that way, learn to be sincere to your own self. Don't deceive your own self. Before deceiving others, you deceive your own self first. And when you deceive your own self, you see, once anything goes out of you, you try to cover your own imperfection or failures of life by giving quotations from verses, you see. When Satan works, that quotes verses from Quran, you see. From the Holy Scripture. That's the qualification a man should have. Be much sincere, you see. To one's own self, God is in him. Who does not deceive his own self, and he is to be afraid of none. Yes.
Simran karo guru ka sevo, chal raho aaj gagan.
He said, what you should do, just follow, live up to what the Master says. What does he say? He says, just leave the body and transcend the body consciousness this very night. Don't you wait till tomorrow, you see. That's the first step he gives you, to learn how to transcend the body. How, he says, through repetition, you see, of the sweet remembrance of the Lord. That is the way, only the sense current should be withdrawn, not prana involved, you see. He said, do that. And then the Master will be pleased, you see, if you just live up to what? Have clean life, and don't deceive yourself, don't deceive the world, and if you once anything faded or gone out of you, acknowledge, own it, and don't do it in future. You see? And just follow what Master says. He says, just leave the body, come along. You see, this very night, don't wait till tomorrow. Who knows, death may overtake us any time, you see. This is what he says. Today, just learn how to transcend the body, how to leave the body and come along the body consciousness. This is the first lesson to be learned, you see. This is what the Master wants us, you see. All these social religions are connected with our bodies only, you see. When you transcend the body, who you are, you see. You see, Master says, all you need the body. He comes, the Master comes for all the world over. They are the children of life, they come to give life to the world. You see? All religions are His. He loves all religions because they are comprised of men. And men are the soul body, the soul is the same essence as that of God, you see. And God resides in every heart. He has love for all humanity as a whole. And the qualification of His two masters given who makes all men sit together on one common platform, irrespective of to whatever country or to whatever social religion they belong, that makes no difference to Him. He sees them not from the level of the body or the form they are having, you see. He looks to this very soul residing within the body, you see. He has love for the soul. He says, say, live up to what he says. What he says, just come above the body, please, at once. That's the first lesson to be learnt on the way back to God. Only then you will know how to enter the kingdom of God. You see? Kingdom of God resides in you. You have to invert for that. That cannot be had by observance alone. So he says, just learn how to come about the body. That is true devotion, true. That is way back to God, you see. World philosophy then, really, out of faith, you see. True religion starts where the world philosophies end. He says, come about the body, today. Then he further adds something more. Just hear what he says.
कान की खबर कान फिर ले फिर तुम चलो अगन
And then, no, don't leave till tomorrow. Do this today. Learn to come above the body. Rise above the body consciousness. Do it today. Don't leave till tomorrow. Who knows what happens tomorrow? Then further he asks,
Ab hi samadha der mat kariyo na janu kya hoy sukane.
He said, look here, how much stress he lays on this act. He said, learn to come above the body, rise above the body consciousness. Learn to how to withdraw the spirit from the body today. Then he said, don't leave till tomorrow. Because procrastination is the thief of time, you see. What you do, he said, even you don't wait till the night, arriving of the night, you see. Do it just now, then and there. Who knows what comes between now and the night. The time comes between you might be, the time might become that you have to leave the body. You must learn how to transcend the body, that's the first thing. If you learn only that much, you, all sting of death is gone, you see. You knowing how to leave the body. So we say you must learn how to leave the body 100 times a day, at will. In this way, you have conquered from the death, you see. Last enemy that we have to conquer is death. He says, well, do it this today. Don't leave off till tomorrow. He says, what to speak of tomorrow, you don't wait till the night coming, you see. Do it now. How much does he lay on the mind, you see? Who knows when the death may overtake us? We must be prepared for that.
Hmm.
Then the one Radha Swami is used for the highest form of God, you see, with the nameless one. Swami Swami, all of the saints have uttered, given that name to God. And the follower by Saragram, follower of Swami Siddhartha Singh gave name that for the God, you see, with the highest of all creations. So he says that God speaks to the body of Master. What does he say? Well, live up to what the Master says. Only learn one lesson, he says. What? Just learn how to rise above the body consciousness. When? He says today. Don't wait till tomorrow. He says even then don't wait till the end of the day. God knows what happens between now and the end of the day. Learn only that much. That you can learn at the feet of the Master, you see. This is what the first, I mean the fifth Guru and sixth also said that. You have to liberate the body. Pray to the Master, he will just bring you above the body. How to come above the body with his help. Once the way is up, you can go up daily. You can be expert that way. And this is the first ABC, you see, of the religion where it starts. They are teaching, you will see, learn the values of life. The highest value of life is knowing oneself, the indweller of the whole house you are carrying. Know thyself, who you are, about the inner man, you see. We know so much about the outer man, our intellectual ways, but we know little or nothing about our own self, you see. So long as that is connected with the body, everybody cares for the body, respects you. But when you leave the body, well, this is just put on the ground, that's all. So he said, learn to know the true values of life. Body is the true temple of God, no doubt, but make the best use of it. So long as you have got this body, make the best use of it. That the best use lies in the fact that you know the indweller of the house, know how to leave the body so that the, after all you have to leave the body someday, that awaits everybody, no exception to the rule if you know how to leave the body at will. Well, when the death arrives, you have no pain, no sting, you have no jaya, you see. This is what Almasi used to say, you see. If you'd like to see the greatness of a man, you see, I mean the great fortune of it, of a man who has been initiated at the hands of a true master, go see him at the dying bed, you see, how joyful he feels. He sees the master with him at the time, in his raging form, you see, all light is there. Sweet symphonies of the rapture strains of the world are reverberating within him, you see. And no dead angel of death just come to receive him, but the Master himself, you see, he feels all giant. Such a giant which he has not even experienced on the day of his marriage, you see. So this is the value of life. We have to consider calmly over it and just act up to our, to them, you see. Higher values have higher value. Give them higher value. And those who have got comparative less values, do also attend to them, but don't ignore the things which have got highest of all values, that is knowing about your own self and knowing God. So that is the subject matter today, you see, I have put before you. This is a subject for all mankind alike. There is no question to what social religion you belong. Remain where you are. Master is not going to touch with your outer ways of living, you see. He advises you to remain where you are, don't change it, you see. But know yourself, who you are. That's the aim of all social religions, all masters who came past. This is just like a school, you see. When Master left the body, he enjoined me to have one common ground on which men of all denominations, you see, irrespective of caste, creed, or color, country, east or west, let us sit together. Like a school of spirituality, a college of spirituality, run it on, you see, so that all men may derive the true benefit therefrom. This under the order, you see, what I heard, understood at his feet, I've just given out by giving lessons to three masters today. And see, another master will be coming back. day after today, tomorrow and day after, you understand what the true values of life. We are suggesting what we are doing. We are simply attaching too much importance to the outer things as compared with the higher things within, you see.
If there are any questions that you would like to ask, Master will be glad to answer them. And is Helen Guest and Laurie Chapman here?
Yeah.
Will you please wait for Dr. Floyd Cannon? He's coming in a few moments. And tomorrow morning, we're going to have the morning meditation, as usual, at 7:30, when Master will take you into the ways of inner meditation and how to contact God, giving you the inner experience. And then tomorrow night we're going to hold our meeting at Palm Springs. Anyway, Dr. Floyd Cannon will be here in just a few minutes.
Bible says that man of eyes, we have eyes but we see not, you see. Blessed are they who see. Seeing is, I think, the only thing that can convince us. They all say the kingdom of God is within you and God is light, you see. But we close our eyes, we see only darkness. This is opening of the inner eye which we can see the light of God, you see, it is already there. And for that purpose, we will have to sit in one pose, adopt one pose and don't change, that's the only thing. Any pose that is most convenient to you, in which you can sit longer. Once you adopt a pose, you are not to change your hands, feet, anything, nothing. Quiet and still, one unflinching pose, you see. When you have done that, well, you could come around, you come nearer. Once you adopt any pose, then don't change, please. You must sit in a relaxed position. There should be no tension in the body, mind that. The tension in the body, in that case, the sensory current will remain in the body, you see. So sit in a natural pose, quite natural, in a relaxed position, but straight. That's one thing to be done, you see, first. And close your eyes and see to look through these eyeballs, you see. Just as when you go to sleep, you leave off the eyes, you see. Well, close your eyes, don't think the least of your body below or outside environments. When you close your eyes, you still see some darkness within you. And that is something which is within you that sees that darkness. That's something quite independent of the eyeballs. We see the darkness before you. That is the inner eye, you see, or the third eye or the single eye. That eye is closed, that eye has to be open, you see. With that inner eye, you see, just look into the middle of the darkness just lying before you. Don't look into the wide expanse of the darkness, but just that portion, that much of the darkness that lies within the space of the two eyebrows, like that, there. From inside, inside, outside. So with the inner eye, you have to look into the middle of the darkness lying between the two eyebrows, just look more minutely. You see? More minutely, still more minutely. Continue looking into it constantly without a break. This is one thing to be done, you see, first. Then along with that, those who have been given charge words, they should repeat one by one mentally at intervals maybe, but very, very slowly, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed, you see. With the inner eye we have to look into the middle of the two eyebrows, into the darkness lying just between the two eyebrows, back and between the two eyebrows. Look into the middle minutely, more minutely, with no strain on the eyes or the forehead. If you put in any strain, in that case, you'll have headache, you see. The eyes will ache. With the inner eye only, quite naturally. Look into the middle, continue looking into the middle of the darkness, just lying between the two eyebrows, constantly, without a break. This is the first thing. Along with you have to just remember God very, very slowly, you see. And that's all. You follow the point, you again, I repeat, sit in one pose, don't change. Relax the body. Let there be no tension in there, you see. Then close the eyes, cease to look through these eyeballs, and also don't think of the body below or outside. You see some darkness before you, that we see from the inside, that darkness, that is the inner eye. With that inner eye, look into the middle of the darkness, just lying between the two eyebrows, from inside, outside. Continue looking into it constantly, penetrating into it, you see, without a break. This is one thing. When you look at anything, along with it, you may have sweet remembrance of the Lord, and that's all. Very, very slowly, so that your inner gaze is not disturbed. So you look at something which is more attentively, you see, with all attention, rapt attention, naturally the mind does not go away for the moment, you see. When the mind will just still for a few minutes, you will see light. Light will come up. It is already there. Well, now you please sit down as I say. Just sit in one pose, please. Most convenient to you. Because once you adopt a pose, don't change. Sit in a relaxed position with no tension in the body. So, adopt one pose, please. Any pose most convenient to you, and then close your eyes. Cease to look through these eyeballs. Just go on as I say. And look minutely into the middle of the darkness lying just between the two eyebrows, you see, from inside outside. With the inner eye, with no tension on the eyes or the forehead outside. Don't you think of the, even the skin or the bones, or the face or the eyes, etc. With the inner eye only, you have to look into the middle of the darkness lying between the two eyebrows, you see. Continue looking into it. Just those who would like to sit, let them go on. Sit. And close their eyes and see, as I said. With the inner eye, look into the middle constantly. are the dog mares lying between the two eyebrows. Continue looking into it minutely, still more minutely, and go on looking into it without a break, you see. Along with it, have the sweet remembrance of the Lord mentally, very, very slowly, maybe at intervals, so that the inner gaze is not disturbed.
Yes.
Did you forget your body for a while? What did you see? At the dark. Light. Or darkness. Or blue sky, cloudy sky. Reddish, greenish, blue. Did you forget your body for a while? You were wide awake? Did you look into the middle of the darkness for a while? Mind did not wander away? Then, just before it was all pitch dark, or just dusky night? Or you did not look into it? Or it was pitch dark or what? All this, you close the eyes, it is pitch dark almost. That is, there will change and have some. Just like daylight. You okay? Do you forget this body part? Yes. Yes, alright. In the living form? Yes. Yes. Right, the living form, yes. Look it. Yes. Look it. Yes. Was there any big star out of it? What? Big, big or small? Big one. That's all right. You please? Yes. What old man, dead on, old man. Do you recognize anybody like that? Two old men. Did you have seen a photo before? No. I just told you what. You please. Yes. 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 Do you see some form like that? Mixed like you please? Yes. Did you see any lights? No. You did not see dolphins. What did you see? Some must be lights. They are only daylight. Where you conscious of the breathing?
No, I'm
not.
Oh, okay. Animals calling on my
Yes, sir. Then, you please. Yes. You please. That was in light. The form you saw in light. With that. You please? Yes.
I saw bright light, very bright light, one like the sun, and a star with the bottom part clearly defined in the cup like the sun.
You're good.
Signs of certain prayer rugs and the various forms of change. During this time, there was some conversation.
Conversation at all?
Conversation, yes, but
with,
I can't recall exactly what. With
whom?
Right now I can't.
No, with whom? Conversation you had with whom? Anybody?
They had to do seemingly partly with other people and partly with myself. I don't know if it.
Who were talking?
I couldn't identify who
it was. Hmm. Yes, you could.
Beginning from like a gray blue dark sort of color, and it went into light, and then after that I'll be through. This time it got so hot,
I guess so. You please.
The first that I've seen, it wasn't dark this morning. It was just a pale green, and then the yellow golden color begins coming in with that, but it was still pulsating and moving.
Yes.
And then it seemed to me I began to rise or to get out.
Leave the body, yes.
And then I seen you just behind you as the new master, like you had his hands on your shoulders.
Surely, so this is all his business, you see.
When he started away, I started following. But it seemed to me I was going in high altitude or something. I could feel myself going up.
Yeah.
As I would look down, I could, like I was in an airplane or something, I could see the earth. and I could see mountains and different things on the earth.
Yes.
It was seemingly floating above them.
Yes.
Then I came into it, it looked like it was a mountain so high that I could not see the top of it, but down this mountain, I was down looking up at it, was like a beautiful white stream of water, and it wasn't like our water here, but it was, wasn't like snow, it was white. Clear beyond all earthly white water coming down there.
Yes.
And I could see little people coming up with cups trying to get a cup of that water, but I was just standing there looking at it. I don't know why I didn't get the light.
Well, it's all the grace of a master standing behind and doing work, you see. It's all his grace. Yes, please.
I didn't see much this morning, Master. First some blue and then flaming colors of magenta and fuchsia, and now and then a flash of brilliant gold, and then finally I saw quite a bit of bright ruby red, and then a scene which seemed to be a desert town. There were a few dried looking palms and a hot brassy looking sky and a few white buildings on a seaside, but there wasn't much. There seemed to be mostly sand there, and I wondered where it was. I was shown what looked like a map of Arabia, but that could have been something else. And then the body came in, and I...
You please.
Well, I seem to be terribly confused, or maybe not, but I didn't understand it. The first thing I seen was the golden red light.
Yes.
And then it started off, and following it, seemingly when I got, would get started, something would come in. Like, for instance, the first thing that happened was an evergreen tree, pine or cedar, pine, I think it is, that fell to my left, out of ways, and had died. I didn't understand just exactly what the symbol meant. And then someone in the circle here.
Did you recognize that?
A chair on top of their head. And I got off into. Every time I was coming, I guess it was my vibration, I know, it was confusing to me. I was not sitting in my regular position.
Yeah.
I usually sit on the right-hand side of my wife. Over there. And when I get over here, I never thought of it.
Well, that makes no difference. That's the only question. You did see light, is it not?
Yes.
That's all right. You please.
Well, I seem to see very different lights.
Yes.
And feel very different. I was conscious of being in darkness and looking up to us. Irregular round opening from which there seemed to be light up there, but I seemed to be in the dark looking up.
Yeah. Light was coming from above. You saw light coming.
There was light in the opening.
Yeah.
Hole.
You're seeing at the
distance. I was down below like at a well looking up at the light.
Yes.
That's about the only thing I can describe.
You please?
Well, this morning the light is very brilliant gold, and it seemed to be in the form of a funnel. With a larger opening towards me, and at the very tip of it seemed to be a very bright moon or sun, and it kept getting brighter and brighter. And then just for an instant, there was a tiny infant form appeared in the light.
Let's turn over. You, please.
I just saw quite a lot of violet light and a few stars.
Yes. Any big star out of that?
Not very large.
I first saw the darkness, which looked like dark clouds, and they turned purple, different colors at different times. Once in a while, a light would appear, very small, like a star. But I think the only thing that was different from yesterday was that it would seem to form a V, a gold V, and go up and up, time after time.
Yes.
Come down here and then go up.
Thanks, Father. You, please. You.
Oh, I just came in.
Oh,
a moment ago.
You, please.
When I closed my eyes, it was like a cloud, the color of a cloud, a white cloud, and then it kept getting brighter and brighter. Until I couldn't feel the body. It was so bright.
Yeah.
And then it come back again, darker, darker, and around it was a gold fringe going
yes.
right back. And then all of a sudden I felt my body.
Yes. You please?
I only saw a golden light, but I have thoughts. I didn't see.
When you look anything, look into the middle minutely. That will continue. And thoughts won't run away, you see. You, please.
Just on the form of either you or my master, and everything is foggy.
That's all right. You, please.
Well, first I saw a little brilliant flash of light, very small.
Yes.
That went away. And then just changing colors. A lot of violet and yellow. But one changed into the other like that. One thing I want to tell you, though, I didn't say yesterday, I saw suddenly appear a hand with a piece of paper handing it to me or to someone, and small orange triangles all around it. But I don't know what it means.
Well, generally, sometimes master hand appears, you see.
Just a hand.
Just a hand, yes. That does appear. That's right. You, please.
I just see.
Oh, that's all right. You.
This is darkness of Dover Street, sir.
Yes. You, please. Did you sit? Yes, what did you say?
I
oh, yes, sir. You, please.
I had a feeling.